astronauts Gene Cernan and Jack Schmidt roved the lunar surface in search of geologically significant rocks. In their trusty moon buggy, the duo logged a record 21.75 miles of travel. So, what is it like to drive on the moon?
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
Apollo astronauts reported that driving on the moon was much like driving on ice. With 1/6 the gravity found on Earth, a lunar roving vehicle may have a mass of 1,500 kilograms, but only 1/6 the weight, making traction on the dusty lunar surface extremely poor. So NASA is partnering with an emerging aerospace company, Venturi Astrolab, to demonstrate new technologies for lunar tires. The tires must be able to handle multiple kinds of terrain, from sharp rocks to glassy moon dust, on both flat and inclined surfaces. Besides being able to hold the road, or regolith in this case, the tires must also tolerate extremely cold temperatures. Venturi Astrolab will work with NASA's Glenn Research Center and Johnson Space Center to demonstrate the tire technology, one that will let Artemis astronauts set new records for distances driven on the moon. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV.